Good morning. Thank you. This is really exciting for me, and I was thrilled about this opportunity. What we want to do by the end of the day is take all of the different concepts that you've read about, and we want to kind of demystify them and put it into a simple thinking model for you that's practical and that's applicable. That's kind of where we want to start. So to dive in here, two things a leader has influence over when it comes to getting results. There's the strategy. What do we want to accomplish? How do we want to go about accomplishing it? And then there's our ability to execute that strategy. And if you just think in terms of those two buckets, just about everything a leader can actually influence really falls under those two buckets. In your experience as leaders and working with leaders, which of these things is more difficult? The creation of the strategy or the ability to execute the strategy? I'm so glad you said that. It makes for a long day if you don't. Execution's the big thing. Now, if you get an MBA, if you go to business school or get a master's of public administration, what do you study? Do you study execution or do you study business planning and strategy? Right? Isn't that interesting? So the thing that everybody struggles with is the area where we don't have an education. You know, so if you think about this, you've got strategy and execution are absolutely core to creating results. Now, there's a couple of things right off the bat that we have to deal with relative to execution. And the first one is, before anything can be executed, somebody or some group of somebodies has got to do something different. Am I right? What's the definition of insanity? Keep doing the same thing and expect different results. So somebody's got to do something different. So what we're running into right off the bat, as soon as we talk about execution, is a change in human behavior. Is that easy or is that hard? Your own behavior. How about somebody else's behavior? How about a bunch of somebody else's? How about your spouse? My wife, when she meets people that are about to get married, she says, now remember, don't marry a fixer-upper. Right? She's speaking from experience. So the first thing is, we've got this sort of barrier associated with changing human behavior. The second thing is the leader starts to play a role in screwing up execution. Because the more a leader is in love or enamored with a strategy, the greater the likelihood that the leader will underestimate.